And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what we're going to do is we're going to dust off a topic that I have talked about previously on the show. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to open up this topic. I'm going to blow the dust off of it, and we're going to talk about what happens at the end of a calendar quarter. Well, for the majority of you, you know that whatever stocks that you're invested in, they're going to publish their earnings. So you start like kind of chewing on your fingernails and you start worrying about what those earnings will look like. What will those earnings do to your rates of return in the stock market? Does that stock market produce enough in the way of returns that so that you can do the following things? Retire. Yeah, I'm just going to stop right there and say retire. Because if you've listened to the show to any extent, and I'm not just talking about today's show, I'm talking about previous versions of the show, I have pointed out to you that many of you with money in those 401ks or IRAs or whatever government-backed retirement account that you have, many of you do not have enough money in those accounts in order to actually retire. If you were to retire today and start living off of that money, you would draw that money down at such a fast rate that you would be out of money. And you would be in a conundrum when it comes to retirement because you would have more time left at the end of your money. And you would have to consider potentially going back into the workforce, getting a job so that, oh my goodness, you can start injecting money back into those retirement accounts so that you can start building them back up. The problem is, by the time all that happens, you're already in your 60s, maybe your 70s, and the desire to go back to work is probably directly proportional to the fact that you're older and your body is wearing out. You don't necessarily want to go back to work. But there are people out there in our society that are in that exact same situation. Have you ever gone to the grocery store? And have you ever seen the elderly people? The word is elderly. Let me say it correctly. Have you ever seen the elderly people that bag your groceries? Have you ever noticed those folks? Now, they're nice people. They tend to smile much more than the younger people do. They tend to be much more personable. But you got to ask yourself, why is somebody in their late 60s bagging my groceries for me? It's because they have a financial problem. They do not have enough income coming in. And even if they're drawing off of Social Security, it's not enough money to sustain them in their later years of life. So they revert back to the only thing that they know how to do, trade time for money. And the reason I think it's important for you to hear this information today is that a lot of you are invested in the stock market. I know this to be a fact. I used to be one of those guys. I get it. Many Lifestyles Unlimited members are people that used to be invested in the stock market. And one of the things that happens every quarter is you get earnings reports, right? So those earnings reports could have an impact on the health of the stock market itself and could have a direct impact on the stocks or the mutual funds that you're investing in. So every quarter, it's kind of like a nail-biting experience because if the companies you're invested in don't perform well or they don't have an excellent outlook for the next quarter, they are poised to have their stock price go down in value. And when the stock price goes down in value, well, it goes down in value, right? And you have no control over that. You have zero control over that. Now, the topic that we're talking about today, the one that I dusted off, is the topic of goals. And the concern I have for you, and I'm not talking to the Lifestyles Unlimited members out there, I'm talking to the non-Lifestyles Unlimited people out there. The goals that you have are not aligned with your personal goals. Now, some of you would argue back, yes, they are. I have personal goals. They are aligned with what I am trying to achieve. Yeah, but are they 100% of your goals? And I would submit to you, the answer is no. I would submit to you that many of your goals are based off of what your employer wants you to accomplish. Maybe you have sales goals. Maybe you have performance goals. Maybe you have design goals. Maybe you have deadlines that you're trying to achieve within a certain period of time. These are all very specific goals that have been laid out for you, but they are the organization's goals. They are the goals of your employer that are hoisted upon you. Now, you may have some personal goals like, you know, I want to take some self-help courses, or maybe I want to go back to school and get a master's degree so that I buy another degree that I probably don't need so that I can try and compete for a job that isn't going to pay me much more than I'm making right now. That's the reality, right? And the reason I say that is because I understand that reality. I've been in that reality, and I'm not picking on you. What I'm trying to convey to you is that maybe your goals need to be a little bit more self-serving. Maybe your goals need to be more focused on you and what you're trying to achieve. Now, when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, one of the things that we will do is we will put you on a glide path to retirement in about 5 years. It takes most people about 5 years to change the trajectory of their life and to put them on a glide path that gets them to a place where they have enough passive income coming into their household that it meets or exceeds their expenses of life. By doing that, you regain control over your life. By doing that, you have regained something that you've never really had. I mean, I don't know if you can regain something that you've never really had, but the point I'm trying to make is that it's a game changer for you because it creates a new dynamic in your life. You are now in a place where you have 100% control over your life. And if you don't like the job that you're at, you can leave that job and maybe you go get another job doing something that you do like better. Or maybe you just don't get a job at all because you have enough income coming in from your investments that it meets or exceeds your expenses of living. And because you have learned how to compound those investments, you will get to a place where you're focused on the lifestyle. It takes most of our members 5 years to get to a place of retirement. Now, some get it done sooner, some need a little more time, but 5 years seems to be the sweet spot. As a matter of fact, when Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, started Lifestyles Unlimited 34 years ago in Houston, Texas, he assessed that it would take people about 7 years to get it done with real estate. And over time, that required timeline has shifted to the left. It shifted from 7 years to about 5 years because what he saw was that people were getting it done not in 7 years, but in 5 years. And depending on your situation, depending on how much money you actually have stuffed away in 401ks or IRAs or under your mattress, you may be able to get it done sooner. There are different dynamics for different people. Now, when I started the journey, I started with not a lot of money, but a whole lot of desire. So what did I do? Well, I got my money working for me as quickly as I could into investments that met my goals and objectives. And over time, those investments matured and produced way more money than the money that I put into those investments. As a result of that, I got my money back plus a lot more money. And what did I do with that money? I put that money to work in other investments. I now own way more investments than I originally owned when I first started this journey. Now, I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 6 years ago. And in my time being a real estate investor as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, I got myself to a place of retirement in 2 years. Now, I'm not saying everybody can get it done in 2 years. What you have to understand about me is that I was desperate. I was very desperate. I had tasted retirement. And if you don't know my story, let me just share a little bit of it with you. I spent 27 years in the United States Army. And the Army retired me after those 27 years. And I found myself in a place of financial Armageddon because even though I earn a pension, that pension only pays me one third of what I used to make when I was on active duty. And we were a single income household. We're still technically a single income household. So what happened to me was that I was hemorrhaging money because my expenses didn't go down by two thirds, and I had to get back into the workforce. And it took me 10 months to do that. And in that 10 months, I was just hemorrhaging money. I was taking on debt in order to sustain my lifestyle. I got back into the workforce and I took on the goals and objectives of an organization because they wanted me focused on what they were trying to accomplish. And I was miserable because there were things that I was trying to accomplish in my life that I couldn't accomplish. Well, about two and a half years after taking that job, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited, and I learned what I'm going to teach you today. I learned that I needed to focus on my goals and my objectives, and I needed to put a five-year plan together so that I could achieve those goals and objectives. Now, I did this while I was still working for somebody else, but what I learned how to do was to still maintain the goals and objectives that my employer wanted me to focus on, but not make them such a priority in my own life that I wasn't focused on achieving what I needed to achieve. That's what allowed me to reinvest money that was in assets that wasn't doing much for me into real estate that was producing money six different ways with the multifamily assets that I was invested in. And because I chose the correct assets that met my goals and objectives, I was able to get myself retired in 2 years. And I left that job. 2019, I was done. I had been real estate retired since 2019. Now, technically, I'm going to come up on my 7-year anniversary as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, but I still got a few months to go. But before I get too deep into the topic, what I want to share with you is that goals are something very important for you, and you need to be focused on your goals and your objectives. We come back from the break, I'm going to talk about setting real estate goals and why they're crucial.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with the roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system, you know, is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off your butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're talking about goals and why they're so important. What I want you to understand is that you can get on a glide path to retirement in the next 5 years. I want to focus on real estate investing goals and why they're crucial for your success. Now, goals, they enable you to measure your progress over time. By setting specific targets, such as acquiring a certain number of properties within a defined period of time or achieving a targeted return on investment, you can track your advancements and adjust your strategies accordingly. And if you establish goals that hold you accountable to your actions and your decisions, well, you're accountable. And this accountability fosters discipline and responsible decision-making. Now, goals... Man, goals are tied right into strategic planning. Did you know that? I mean, I think most of you know that because you've gone through all of those workshops with your employer where they talk about this is the vision of the organization. This is the mission statement of the organization. This is the vision statement of the organization. We want you to focus on the goals and objectives of this organization. And here is the strategic plan that we have laid out that you will follow that will allow us to achieve those goals and objectives. It's no different for you. It's no different for you. Goals provide a framework for strategic planning, period, end of story. They guide you in identifying the necessary steps and resources required to reach your desired outcomes. And whether you're trying to save for a down payment on a property, or you're conducting market research, or you're building a diversified portfolio of real estate, goals help you outline your investment roadmap. And by setting goals that allow you to assess and mitigate risks, you're being an effective real estate investor. If you evaluate potential obstacles and challenges that may impede your progress, you can develop contingency plans and risk mitigation strategies to safeguard your investments and to minimize any potential losses. Now, when it comes to minimizing losses, one of the things that you need to be aware of at Lifestyles Unlimited is that we have a set of rules that we follow. And the number one rule that we follow with real estate investing is don't lose money. That's one of the first rules that Del Walmsley set in place over 34 years ago when he founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Don't lose money. So you want to make sure that you're investing in assets that produce income essentially six different ways if we're talking about real estate investing in multifamily assets. Now, goals when it comes to real estate investing are often a long-term endeavor. So in other words, what I want you to do is when you formulate your goals, I want you to think about goals that are short term, maybe 1 to 2 years in duration. I want you to think about goals that are medium term goals, in other words, about 3 to 5 years in duration. And then I want you to think about long term goals, goals that may take 5 years or more to achieve. Now, why do I want you to do this? Why is this so important? Because goals will help you envision your desired future and help you work towards sustainable success. And whether your goal is to generate passive income, achieve financial independence, or build generational wealth, setting clear objectives ensures that you stay committed to your journey amidst fluctuations in the market. Now, the real estate markets do fluctuate, but they don't fluctuate with the intensity that the stock market fluctuates in. In other words, every quarter, you get worried about those earnings, right, that your stocks are reporting, because those earnings will impact whether the stocks go up or they go down, correct? All right, we don't deal with that type of sensitivity with real estate investing. Changes or fluctuations in the marketplace with real estate tend to happen over a long period of time. And one of the things that we're experiencing with real estate right now is that we're in a very interesting growth phase. In other words, what we have seen is that the market has finally cooled down after a very long period of growth. The market has actually cooled down. It is in the process of resetting. What does that mean to you as a new real estate investor? It allows you to get in on the ground floor of real estate and to ride the future tides, because real estate will eventually go back up in value. I'm not saying that it is crashed, because you can read lots of articles out there that sustain the comment that real estate has not crashed at all. It is really just resetting, and as part of that resetting, prices are adjusting. We have moved from a seller's market into a buyer's market. And this is a great time for you to be a buyer in this market, because you can obtain some really great results, provided your goals and your objectives are laid out correctly. Now, the last thing I want to talk about with goals is in the topic of personal development. And if you pursue real estate investment goals, they can facilitate personal growth and development. They will challenge you to learn new skills, expand your knowledge of the real estate markets, and to cultivate resilience in the face of adversity. As you strive towards your goals, you not only enhance your financial well-being, but also your personal capabilities and confidence. I think that that is a great reason to invest in real estate. I think that you get the one-stop shop, if you will, when it comes to goal setting and personal development, because real estate can provide that catalyst that will help you to do the things that you've been trying to achieve this entire time in your life. Now, many of you have been following the goals and objectives of your organization, and maybe you've gotten to a place in life where, you know, you're kind of stopping and you're reevaluating, and you're looking at your 401k, you're looking at your IRAs, you're looking at what you're doing for retirement. And even though the stock market is healthy again, you can't help but notice that you went through a period of time where the stock market wasn't healthy. And even though the stock market appears to be healthy today, one of the problems that you're experiencing is that you haven't made the types of gains that you really were hoping to make in the investment classes that you're investing in. And as a result of that, you're a little frustrated. But with real estate investing, we can get you out of that cycle. We can get you onto a glide path to where we can get you retired in the next 5 years. Now, think about it. If you're always planning 5 years out, you're always planning 5 years out. even if a year goes by and you're 1 year closer to your 5-year plan, you're going to look at your 5-year plan and you're going to adjust it based on where you want to be in the next 5 years, if necessary. It's as simple as that. That's what all this goal setting is about. So let's talk about some examples of real estate investing goals across the various stages of the investor's journey, shall we? Let me back up for a second. Let me say that these are suggested goals. I'm not saying that you need to write these down verbatim and follow them verbatim, although many Lifestyles Unlimited members do follow these particular goals I'm about ready to share with you verbatim. The key thing is these goals need to be focused and linked to your goals and objectives and your vision for where you plan to be as a real estate investor. So if your big long-term goal is to be retired in 5 years or less, then all of these goals need to be aligned to link you to that objective. Does that make sense? I know that makes sense to you. All right, so let's talk about those short-term goals. Acquire one rental property generating a minimum cash flow of $200 to $600 per month and an equity capture that doubles your cash out-of-pocket contribution. What I'm saying there is that you just need to acquire one rental property. And then once you acquire that one rental property, I want you to consider increasing your rental property portfolio by purchasing two additional properties within the next 12 months. So in other words, get yourself to the place where you can buy one and then try and buy two more. I think that is a really good objective for your first year or 2 years. And here's the other thing you need to do. I want you to subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show podcast. And you can do that by going to whoever your favorite podcast provider is and just simply searching for Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. When you find us, I want you to subscribe to us. And what you're going to get is you're going to get all of the radio shows. These shows are broken down between the Del Walmsley Radio Show and what we call the LURS Show, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You're going to get experienced investors like myself that are sharing real-time information with you, and this helps to keep you in the flow of what is going on. All right, let's talk about your medium-term goals. In your medium-term goals, these are goals that should be accomplished in about 3 to 5 years. I want you to achieve a portfolio of 10 single-family rental properties generating a minimum cash flow of $200 to $600 per month, and each of those properties needs to provide, when you buy them, an equity capture that doubles your cash out-of-pocket contribution. So what I'm saying is that you're going to transition from obtaining 3 properties as part of your short-term goal to getting to a place of having 10 single-family rental properties as your medium-term goal. And then I want you to consider buying your first multifamily asset as an independent rental operator, and that asset needs to produce about $100 per door in cash flow and give you the ability to force appreciation on the asset to increase the income stream by 10%. That's very important because in the multifamily space, when you can increase the income stream by 10%, you set yourself up for a refinance situation where you can pull all the money out that you put into the asset and put it back in your pocket. And what that leaves you is with an asset that you have $0 of your own money invested in, yet it is still paying you 6 different ways. Pretty cool stuff, right? Yeah, you have something called an infinite return on your investment. Now, I also want you to expand into new real estate markets by acquiring properties in a different city or a different state. Now, maybe all of your properties are within a 1 or 2 hour drive of your house. I want you to consider getting out of your comfort zone and buying in different parts of the country because different parts of the country can offer you different opportunities. I want you to increase your net worth by $1 million through cash flow, equity capture, natural appreciation, principal pay down, and the tax advantages available to you through real estate holdings. And I still want you to continue to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited radio network because you're going to get information that nobody else is sharing with you. Now, when it comes to your long-term goals, these are the things that I think you need to focus on that will occur 5 years or more from now. I want you to consider harvesting your investment capital from all your single-family assets by divesting in them and replacing them with multifamily assets that generate $100 a door in cash flow and give you the ability to force appreciation on the asset to increase the income streams by 10%. I explained to you a moment ago why we want you to do that. It's a very powerful, powerful tool in your multifamily investment arsenal. I want you to achieve financial independence through passive income from real estate investments that cover all of your living expenses. Essentially, what I want you to achieve is real estate retirement. I want you to invest in multifamily assets as a passive investor that return a minimum of 8% cash flow and allow for the return of your investment capital in, say, 3 to 5 years, tax-free. Yeah, so in other words, as a passive investor, you're not owning and operating the assets yourself. You're investing with another Lifestyles Unlimited member who is doing all the work to produce that type of a result for you. I want you to create a legacy by passing down real estate assets to future generations or to charitable causes by way of legacy planning. And again, I want you to continue to listen to the Lifestyles Unlimited radio network, because even 5 years from now, you're going to be getting great information about what's going on in real estate. It is important for you to listen to Del Walmsley. It's important to listen to me. It's important to listen to Andy Webb. And it's important to listen to Mike Harrison, because each of us come from a slightly different perspective. Each of us is real estate retired, and each of us has something to offer you that nobody else is offering you. Now, when it comes to personal development, I want you to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited to take advantage of the education, the mentoring, and the networking opportunities. I want you to attend case study events as often as possible. I want you to attend the 2-day financial freedom seminar as often as you wish, because it's included in your membership. And I want you to study the online courses in the Lifestyles Unlimited library to improve your skills in property management, negotiation, market analysis, as well as a myriad of other subject matter. I want you to build a network of mentors and advisors within the real estate community to gain insights and guidance. I want you to develop a disciplined savings and investment strategy to allocate funds towards real estate acquisitions systematically. And I want you to stay active as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. If you put all of these suggestions into a 5-year plan, you will achieve the results you're looking for. As a matter of fact, what you heard laid out before you was essentially my 5-year plan that I put together when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited 6.5 years ago. And by following that plan, I was able to achieve retirement, not in 5 years, but I was able to get it done in 2 years. Now, keep in mind, my situation is probably a little bit different than your situation, but in my situation, I made results happen based off of what Lifestyles Unlimited provided to me, which was access to education, access to mentoring, and access to the like-minded community of real estate investors that I constantly lean on to get information, which I'm more than happy to share with you. If you want to do what I'm doing, if you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get to lifestylesunlimited.com, I want you to sign up for a free workshop, because what I want you to do is I want you to get going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.